Case: educate Antoine about renting a home. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Antoine, a young man in his 20s. Counselor: how can I be of assistance to you today, Antoine? Antoine: I have an apartment here in town. I got a roommate since rent here is so high. Last month, my roommate and I got in a fight, and he just moved out, didn't even tell the landlord. I told the landlord about this guy moving out and how I was only going to be able to pay my share. They said that the full amount of rent was due regardless. I only paid my share, and they sent me a notice that I was delinquent. I don't want this to impact my credit. I'm the one trying to do the right thing. Counselor, I'm glad you came in, Antoine. You made a wise choice by doing something about this right away. Thanks for doing those intake and confidentiality forms in advance, too. I do need to let you know that I cannot provide you with legal advice on this contract issue, but I can provide you with some general information on some options, and I can refer you to a landlord-tenant attorney who can help with legal advice. Antoine: I don't know if I can afford an attorney, but let's just start with what you can help me with. Counselor: well, there may be some affordable or pro bono options available for legal representation, but we can address that later. For now, the first step in any landlord-tenant dispute is to read your lease so you know your rights and responsibilities. Antoine: well, I have a copy of the lease here. In reading the lease, it says that each renter on the agreement is jointly and severally liable. Can you tell me what that means? Counselor: this phrase generally means that the landlord can hold you and your former roommate to all of the terms of the contract together or jointly. However, the landlord can separately go after both you and your roommate for all of the rent that is not paid until the end of the lease term, or the landlord rents out the unit again. There may be some limitations on this or other fees. How long do you have left on your lease? Antoine: about 9 months. What else can you tell me without giving me advice? Counselor: first, your roommate moving out without notice means that the lease terms have likely been violated, and the landlord might be able to evict you too, even if you do pay, such as if they decide your income is not high enough for the apartment. If your lease allows it, you might be able to take on a new roommate to assume the remainder of the lease for the former roommate. Can you think of anyone who might want to live with you and is likely to be approved by the landlord? Antoine: can't a new renter just move on in? Counselor: check your contract, but this is not typically allowed. Also, a person not on the lease would have no rights or responsibilities. If it is not allowed and they found out about this new person, it would be cause for ending the lease and possibly starting eviction. Antoine: well, I might know someone, plus I also know that there are lots of places online where you can find a new roommate, but shouldn't this be my ex-roommate's problem? Counselor: yes, it is indeed also your former roommate's problem, but you cannot control this person. You can, however, do what you can to avoid your own financial problems, which can get pretty bad. It could be difficult for you to rent somewhere else if you don't come to terms with the landlord. Antoine: so even though I paid my share, I should also pay my ex-roommate's share. Counselor: I can't tell you what to do, but this amount due is likely your responsibility. When you said you could not pay the rest of the rent, did you mean you don't have the money, or did you mean you chose not to pay out of principle? Antoine: I could pay it, but not for more than a month or two at the most. But won't paying it mean letting my ex-roommate off the hook? Counselor: you could try to get your ex-roommate to pay you back, such as in small claims court if they have an income. Antoine: could I have done something differently to prevent this? Counselor: did you have a roommate agreement? Antoine: what's that? Counselor: it is a written agreement between roommates on how to pay the rent, utilities, use of shared spaces, rules about guests staying overnight, and so on. It could also require that any roommate moving out early would need to find an acceptable replacement renter. Antoine: sounds like a plan for next time. Question 1. How well did the counselor do in not providing any legal advice while still providing useful education? Is there anything the counselor might have added in terms of education? Question 1 sample response. The counselor discussed the possibility of a referral as well as pro bono options. The counselor discussed the need to read the contract on several occasions. When discussing legal terminology, the counselor used words such as generally or might to convey that what was common to many contracts was not necessarily the case for this contract. When asked directly if the client should pay the back rent, the counselor started with, "I can't tell you what to do." The counselor could have added some information on state laws related to rental rights and responsibilities. Question 2. What did the counselor do to help Antoine start looking at the problem less from an emotional standpoint and more from a financial self-interest standpoint? Question 2 sample response. the counselor found plain words to describe the contract terms jointly and severally liable to help Antoine understand that the landlord is likely acting within their rights. The counselor helped Antoine separate his feelings of betrayal from the ex-roommate and his desire that this roommate should pay by emphasizing that this person was not someone Antoine could control. The counselor also spelled out some of the bad things that could happen if Antoine continued to be delinquent.